This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
We have an update from Ukraine's finance minister. I'm David Brancaccio. Global financial markets have been reacting to Russia's takeover of a nuclear power plant in Ukraine. Fire broke out during the shelling. The fire's out and authorities have not detected any radiation. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, spoke with Ukraine's finance minister this morning, who gave his reaction to this new phase of the invasion of his country.
World leaders should be alarmed at the attack on Ukraine's nuclear facility. That's the message this morning from Sergei Marchenko, who spoke from an undisclosed location inside the country.
What bothers us the most is the possible unmanagement of this object. For us, it's important to protect it, to save life not only for Ukraine, but for all Europe.
He said as a result of the fire, territories now occupied by Russia have lost power and access to phones and internet. Marchenko also called for Western governments to step up sanctions against Russia, warning that time is of the essence.
When I met with the G7 ministers of finance this week, I also mentioned that your sanctions should be more restrictive and more severe for Russian economy. It's not just words. Time is very important.
Financial support from the international community is also a focus for the finance minister, who said on Thursday the European Union agreed a $1.3 billion deal with Ukraine. The country has also tapped the bond market for support, rallying buyers of so-called war bonds. Marchenko said the first auction raised $300 million, which will go toward supporting the military in its fight against Russia. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
The big report on U.S. jobs in February is now in. It came in more than 50% higher than expected. 678,000 new hires last month. A parallel survey of households finds the unemployment rate dropping to 3.8%. Yet despite prices going up so briskly, wages did not rise January to February. I called Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial, for any theories.
I think the explanation may be COVID-related. February, of course, the month when Omicron peaked in the U.S., and in the report, you see a huge gain in people working part-time for economic reasons. That is, they were part-time, they would have preferred to be full-time, and it's likely some of those people were out sick through part of the employment survey week. And if you didn't work the full week, you don't get paid for the full week and your average wage is lower. So hopefully we'll see that rebound because, of course, if it doesn't, it means an awful lot of people are falling behind inflation.
Outweighing the strong jobs report, nerves about Ukraine, the 10-year interest rate is down at 1.74% with people buying bonds.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Honda and Sony announced today they're joining forces to make electric vehicles. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that.
Honda and Sony issued a statement today saying they'll form a joint venture with a goal of setting up a new company later this year. The new firm will design and develop electric cars, but it won't own any manufacturing facilities. Honda will use its existing plants to make the cars. Sony's role is a bit less clear. The companies say it'll bring its expertise in imaging, sensing, telecommunication, and entertainment. Sony designs image sensors for smartphones, which could be used in autonomous vehicles. The statement only says Sony will develop a mobility service platform for the new company. The joint venture isn't expected to start selling vehicles until 2025. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
We're watching a documentary each month for our Econ Extra Credit project. And this month, it's called Dark Money. It's on mystery political contributions in Montana in the wake of a 2010 Supreme Court decision that enabled corporations, unions, and other groups to channel unlimited money into elections. It's also inspiring to see how independent media worked to expose the origins of the money. My friend and colleague, Marketplace correspondent Kimberly Adams, who regularly covers campaign finance, also found watching the 98-minute doc time well spent, and she joins us from Washington. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Now, we both learned this, I suppose, in college. Define your terms. The dark money here is what?
It's political spending where the source of money isn't publicly disclosed. And it often has the veneer of disclosure. So maybe a political action committee tied to a particular candidate is spending money and disclosing its donors. But that list of donors includes nonprofits or nebulous LLCs or even shell companies that don't have to disclose where they're getting their money.
Our documentary this month focused on how this dark money works at the state level, but how pervasive is this on the national level?
David, it's really everywhere. The New York Times recently did an investigation into dark money spending in the 2020 election and reported that groups aligned with Democrats spent more than $1.5 billion in dark money, and groups aligned with Republicans spent more than $900 million.
All right. So influential money of uncertain origin could be wealthy individuals, could be labor unions. You know, we know here it's playing a role at the state and federal election level. Where else is this kind of money showing up?
It's showing up in advocacy for particular pieces of legislation sometimes. So, for example, the Build Back Better agenda, you might see ads for or against it, and you don't really know where that money's coming from. But also, according to the Washington Post and others, dark money is being used to influence the courts, where groups with undisclosed donors may pay for ads or articles promoting, say, the confirmation of Supreme Court justices, or even against that confirmation. And at the local level, it can often show up around issues related to education. There are accusations dark money is at work in things like a school privatization initiative in Michigan, school board races in Colorado, and even some of the coordinated anti-critical race theory protests and book bans we're seeing around the country.
Any sense laws or regulations around this issue are changing?
I mean, it's not looking likely anytime soon. There was an effort in the Democrats' voting rights bill to include pretty significant changes to campaign finance laws that would have made more of these dark money groups required to disclose their donors. But that bill failed, and it's not clear if that particular part of it, the Disclose Act, could make it through on its own.
All right. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington. Thank you.
Thanks, David.
Follow along with these monthly documentaries via our Econ Extra Credit newsletter, marketplace.org/newsletters to sign up. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do
the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.